Emily, all eyes are on XPeng. This stock is shooting up the Yahoo Finance trending ticker page. Company comes out really with a pretty good month in terms of deliveries, saying they delivered 10,138 vehicles in October, up 233% year over year. Saw some good increases by brand for XPeng. But the story really is something entirely different for NIO. That is now the top trending ticker on the platform. That month for the company looking very different than XPeng.
That's right, Brian. And if we take a look at both of these Chinese-based electric vehicle makers, of course, XPeng definitely getting a boost here after a second straight month of delivering more than 10,000 cars. You mentioned that 233% year-on-year increase here. So, of course, seeing big gains here, even as many of these automakers continue to work through chip shortages and other supply chain issues. So really pointing to the fact that these car makers are able to weather these shortages, at least the ones that are based in China here. And if we take a look as well at Li Auto, of course, we should also point out that those deliveries more than doubled to more than 7,600 in October. That number also grew compared to September. So again, seeing quite a bit of momentum here from these major electric vehicle makers. And then, of course, we did get results just a couple of weeks ago from Tesla as well, showing, of course, record third quarter deliveries and some really strong profit results as well. So again, I think overall, showing that these EV makers are really able to navigate these chip shortages, even as we've had a number of these legacy automakers from General Motors to Ford seeing really the opposite here and still some struggles on that supply side.
Yeah, NIO certainly top of mind there. And there we have the opening bell on Wall Street to kick off this week of trading. It could be another busy week on tap. We have that Fed meeting, we have a jobs report, and we have a whole bunch of earnings that will be on tap, no doubt about it. Well, Emily, real quick before we get onto another ticker here, you know, I spent the weekend with my first real electric car, and that was the Polestar 2. It was just pretty fascinating weekend to be driving this thing around. But, you know, I did have a little challenges charging it up. I'm a gas car type of guy, but fun. I understand a little bit more and will be interesting SPAC to be coming to market for sure.